30 20 5 4 3 2 1
Ignition sequence start.
This is just the beginning.
Are you ready?
Here comes the best part.
1 2 3
Go.
Life Matters, a five-time winner of the best morning show in Wisconsin, hosted by Nancy Douglas and Tom Giovannone.
All of you, get ready.
And now,
Life Matters begins on Lake 96.1.
Good morning.
Good morning.
He's here.
How you guys doing?
We've turned the show over to Jackson.
Well, completely. My name is Jackson.
I can relax, thank God.
Right. Anyway, yes, Jackson joins us this morning for a few Jackson's jokes. How are you, sir?
Good.
Good?
Feel like a Jackson.
Excellent. You seem like a Jackson today.
Yes, thank you.
I know a lot of times you're really tired. You don't seem that tired today. And, I've heard you have been at your grandparents for a week, getting spoiled.
Yes.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
No, he's been working, too.
Good amount. Well, I'm there for...
Listen.
I'm there for puppy sitting.
Listen, I'm... puppy sitting right now. The dog is laying at my feet. I can't help but notice.
He's sleeping.
He's adorable.
Yes.
And so how much work can that really be?
Hey, I'm pretty sure you're not puppy sitting because you're definitely not sitting on the dog. So.
Well, you didn't sit on the dog.
You're not doing it right.
He sat on him a couple times, poor dog.
Aw. No, that's the bigger dogs. Now, you're too big to be sitting on anything.
Yeah, I noticed that he's... kind of big.
Wow.
You're taller
that's
than me?
That's very offensive. I'm very offended now.
I doubt that you are.
Wow.
Anyway. Right in the heart. Anyway. All right.
Bad.
All right. Just a quick question, though. Still got the girlfriend? No? How's the girlfriend? Okay. All right.
Yes.
Just checking in. All right.
Okay. Moving
All
on.
Right. Moving. Oh, I'm not even allowed to talk about it. Okay. All right. Well, your grandma will talk about it to you later. Anyway.
So you got any jokes for us or what?
Yeah. Jokes.
Yeah,
jokes.
I do. Why don't scientists trust atoms?
Because they split up?
That's what I was thinking. Because they split?
No. Because they make up everything.
All right, that's good. Good.
That was a good one. I like it.
What did the big flower say to the little flower?
What did the big flower say to the little flower? You're just a bud. You're just, I don't know.
What's up, bud?
Oh, my God, that's good.
So close.
That is good. Yeah.
So close.
Yeah, that's a point. I'm going to call it.
Okay. I'll take it.
What do you call two birds in love?
Lovebirds.
No.
No.
I don't know.
Tweethearts.
Oh, that was funny.
That was good. That's sweet. Oh, okay.
What building in your town has the most stories?
It's got to be the library.
Library.
Yep. Yeah. The public library.
Oh, the public. No,
the public,
so you're wrong.
The public. Yep, you're wrong. You're wrong.
Okay, bud.
I know. I say we each get a half point.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll take it.
How does a scientist freshen her breath?
Oh, let's see. We should be able to get this one. How does a scientist freshen their breath? They experiment, they research, they...
Chew gum.
I don't know.
With an experiment. Ment.
Experiment.
Experiment.
Oh! Experiment.
You were tracking.
I was. God, I should give myself a little bit more time before I give up.
And a little more credit.
No.
What did one toilet say to the other?
I'm feeling flush.
I know flush is the only thing I can come up with. What?
You seem a bit flushed.
Ah! See, we're this
close. Just right on the edge of success.
We're this close.
How do you make a lemon drop?
Oh, how do you make a lemon drop?
Let go.
Yeah. I think it's got...
Yeah.
You just let go.
Yeah, you let go.
So, Jackson.
Oh, I was going to give you a recipe for a lemon drop shot, but I guess that's inappropriate. Sorry.
How did the art competition end?
A draw.
Plattered. Oh.
In a draw.
Ah! Yeah. I definitely get a point for that one.
Yes, you do. Nailed it.
Why did the turkey cross the road twice? Why did the turkey cross the road twice? Sorry, I was a little bit robot when I said that.
He went back and forth.
Yeah.
He wanted to prove that he wasn't a chicken.
I have one.
What?
I put this one in a commercial this week. What did the astronaut say at the bar?
Give me a moon.
I'm just here for the atmosphere. Okay. I put that one in the Two Brothers Bar and Grill commercial this week.
Nice.
Yeah, it was a hit.
Nice.
All right. Nice. Grandpa's doing some digging.
But you gotta admit, what I came up with was pretty good.
Yes, yes. Your jokes were very good today.
So, where can you buy soup in bulk?
The grocery store.
At the...
The soup and bulk
store?
Why,
at the stock market, of course.
Okay. This guy.
And I'm
out.
This
guy. Oh, boy. That was good. You bring us some sunshine in the morning on a Sunday morning.
Thank you very much.
What? Are you supposed to be doing that?
Don't.
I was just moving the mic.
Can you
anything?
Read?
It says Jackson. Microphones are very sensitive.
We have a sign in the studio.
Is this your first day?
Right.
Yes.
We have a sign in the studio that says just basically do not move.
Right. Don't
because
touch.
Microphones
nothing.
Pick up everything. And then Jackson ignores
grabs
it.
The one with the squeaky spring.
The noisiest thing in the studio. Anyway, it's okay. It's okay. Well, you just have to sweep the basement a little extra today.
Ah, okay. Mm-hmm.
It's nice and cool down there, though. What'd you do to beat the heat when you were... beat the heat.
I caught that.
When it was so hot outside, what were you doing? Did you just stay inside? Did you go swimming? What happened?
I stayed outside with the dogs.
Outside in the 100-degree weather?
Yes, with the dogs.
It was like 175 degrees outside.
Yes, outside with the dogs.
Were
the
you
whole
in the
time
in the
160... Oh, I went to the basement when we played catch, and I ran routes, but that was...
Our basement's very cold.
Like,
good.
Very
ours
cold.
Is, too. Yeah. I like it. Yeah. We worked upstairs at our house, and we were just dying. And I said, you know, we haven't even begun to attack the basement yet. Mm-hmm. And it really just needs to be cleaned up, right? And we need to do it before the plumber comes. And so I said, you know, we could go cool off and do some stuff in the basement. And Ty just looked at me like... No, we just need to sit here. it took it out of him. So we have yet to. I mean, literally, there's so much. Because remember, so we knocked out all these walls, right? And so all the lath and plaster, all the mm-hmm. plaster fell through the walls all the way down into the basement.
Through the
for
bat
the
holes.
Most part. Right, through the bat holes. And so we generally need, like, snow shovels to clean this stuff up at this point because it all fell down the basement.
I'll do it.
We'll travel.
So, yeah, we're going to have to.
I'll
well,
do it.
My
you can hire me.
My granddaughter
it.
And her boyfriend have been in town this weekend, and so we are making a dent in some of this stuff.
Nice.
But it was her graduation party yesterday, so it's not like I could make her work.
So
on
you
that
handed
day.
Everybody a shovel and a bucket?
No, I should have. Yeah, we're having
beer?
The party at
Bring
my house.
A bucket.
We have no bathroom and very little. Oh, I have running water now.
That's right, you do.
The hose.
Yes.
The hose. The plumber called. He stopped by and he fixed the valve. So we have the outside hose. And so as far as I'm concerned, we have running water.
Well, didn't Ty set up a shower in the backyard?
He was going to, but I told him he wasn't allowed to take a shower in the backyard. So I had to put an end to that. So anyway.
Your neighbors thank you.
Yes, they do. They do. So anyway, Jackson, enjoy the week. And okay. Thank you for coming in.
It was my pleasure.
We know.
Anyway, Brian Holt from the United Way of Walworth County
nice.
Is coming in, giving us an update on what they're doing and who needs help and all the successful things that they've done since he's been in here last. So he will join us next right here on Life Matters on Lake 96.1.
Jax's jokes.
Life Matters continues on Lake 96.1.
Excellent.
Yes.
Well, Jackson's going to have to be sugared up outside. I did not realize before he came in that you had just given him a donut.
You didn't notice when he was bouncing off the walls?
Right, that certainly explains things.
Puppy was trying to keep up with him.
Right. Somebody else who bounces off the walls because he's so entirely busy, Brian Holt, Executive Director of the United Way of Walworth County, joins us this morning. How are you, sir?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you for having me in.
Yeah, so busy.
Yep.
All kinds of stuff always goes on every day with the United Way of Walworth County. But I know that you're in the midst of a campaign, are you not?
We are wrapping up our spring campaign.
Got it. Okay.
And the next thing we'll be doing is our fall campaign. So right now in the summer months, when everything slows down a little bit here and the tourists come in from out of town, mm-hmm. we're in our introspective period. So looking at the organization, planning our next year's budget, our fiscal year concludes here at the end of July, and yep. we start our new year in August. Looking at what our plan is for the long term. So sure. finishing our strategic plan and getting ready for next year.
So what do we have to look forward to next year?
Right. So first thing, good news for me is that I'm staying on for another year. I've been here a year as of June 14th. So
well, I would hope so.
Yeah, concluding that. And I loved it. And we're in a great direction. So I'm going to be happy to stay for another year at least.
I don't really have a say in any of this. But can I just say that I feel like your contract should be longer terms? Because no,
like
really.
Five-year stints?
Yeah, I mean, 10. I don't know. I mean, personally, like at least two. And because you get start, like, it takes at least a year if to just get to know everything, yeah. right? And yep. so going year to year, I think in any nonprofit, it should be two, because that's when you really start to see the difference. So the end of this yeah. contract, I mean, not that we haven't already seen a huge difference, but I mean, I would think that they would, after seeing the success that you've had in the year, they would want to have you commit yes. for longer.
I am committed when I took the job. This mm-hmm. is I wanted right. to make sure we were getting to a place of institutionalization.
Exactly.
So it was going to be here for the long term.
Yeah. Good. Well, I'm just saying that my vote is Brian's contract needs to be longer.
I don't disagree. And really, if you're picking up any new job in a year, you're ahead of the curve.
Yeah, that's
this
true.
Was a big it usually takes 2 to 3.
Yeah.
Tackling the unknown unknowns, you know, and now going into where we were last June, just my excitement of going into the fall campaign this year, like knowing what to expect and just using it as a launching pad. We're super excited as a board and myself. So
awesome.
I'm really excited. So the fall campaign this year is going to focus on a mailer again. We had tremendous success from last year's fall mailer.
Good.
Building out our list for who has donated in the past, who's interested in making a donation. We are actually still receiving checks from the fall mailer this month. Because people find that mail in their desk and they're sorting it out, and hopefully they're hearing about us on the radio and hearing about us from their friends, and the word is still spreading. And we just got a $1,000 check from our fall mailer this month.
Nice.
So it's very exciting. So I'm excited to do that. Expanding it beyond just a mailer is our goal this year. We want to do a launch event. We want to do a day of action in there, and we want to do a wrap-up event sometime in the beginning of the winter. So
nice.
We'll be putting out the information on where you can come just to learn more about the United Way, learn more about our partner agencies, and then see the impact of your donation directly. So we're definitely expanding from just the mailer from last year.
So you had some pretty specific goals, whether they were on paper and they were definitely in your mind.
Yeah.
How are you feeling about reaching those? You getting close or you've exceeded or?
Really great.
Yeah.
And, and I'm happy, and it's going to sound a little bit, I'm happy to report. So when we took over, $100,000 was promised to our partners last year.
Mm-hmm.
When in June, we had about half of that money raised and distributed. My goal was to raise the other half of that money, make sure that the distribution happened, and then raise the money ahead of time for what we were going to do for our grant this March.
Right.
So not only did we raise the second $50,000 and distributed it last fall, we raised $125,000 and distributed those checks this Monday.
Wow.
So not only from kind of behind the eight ball to out ahead of the curve.
That's awesome.
And this is all because the last round of ARPA funding, which is the county money, the federal money left over from ARPA,
we were
facilitating that distribution to our partner networks. That's done this December. So the last $160,000 goes out, and our partner agencies had come to rely on some money every year for the last 6 years. If that is stopping, I really wanted to make sure that our internal fundraising would compensate for that amount.
Sure.
So I committed to my partner agencies double the $125,000 for the CIC next year. So we're going to do $250,000, and I'm firmly committed to that.
Okay. Cool. I want to retract my earlier statement. I feel like Brian's contract should be 5 to 10 years. Just saying.
Well, it's nice when you can talk about that, knowing that that's what you did.
Right.
Yep. You know, and that's not bragging or anything. That's just passing on information.
Well, I know that's what he started to say. I know that's what you started to say, that you're sort of bragging about it.
But, I didn't want to say the word.
But you that's okay. Yeah.
That's not braggadocious. That's just pride.
And credit to my board, credit to the previous relationships and the people that came from previously to me at the United Way. There was a lot of bridges that were easy to rebuild and a lot of people that were ready for us to be here. And you guys know Walworth County. It is such a wonderful place to be. Mm-hmm. The philanthropy is incredible. The people want to give back. And if you're giving them that trusted resource, we're seeing people come from everywhere to participate. So it's been a great year.
We're talking with Brian Holt, the executive director at the United Way of Walworth County. So what kind of organizations are in the most need during the summertime, like right now? Mm-hmm. What would you say that if people, because when people donate, can they say, I would really like for you to distribute this to these, between these three organizations? Like, can they do that? Or does it all just go in a general fund and then there's a formula for how everything happens?
Designated funds is something that's very hard to track on our end, and we try to stay away from it.
Okay.
My goal is for our partner agencies to thrive.
Right.
If somebody wants to make a specific donation to a specific nonprofit, I encourage them to do so.
Right.
That still benefits our community.
Sure.
I don't need that on my books.
Right.
But that should go directly to that nonprofit, not through you.
They can. I mean, we can facilitate both. But most of the time, if you want this to go to Open Arms, go to Open Arms and give them a donation.
Right. I mean, that's
makes
smart.
Sense.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
fine.
Yeah.
A lot of the layer of security that we add is that vetting process. But if somebody wants to make a specific donation, it's because they have a personal connection.
Absolutely.
And they know the credibility of that organization.
Absolutely.
So that, not to undercut myself, when a donation comes into the United Way, you're not just getting the dollar for dollar pass through to the nonprofits. It's the coordination, the grant writing, the assists that we give to some of the smaller nonprofits. You're getting that infrastructure and that support as well.
Right, right. So. Well, I mean, that makes sense because you're helping. It's like the investment is, you get a return on that investment, and it's not just in that the organization is more successful. It's that it also helps you help them get even more money from somewhere. And so that is a serious return on the investment because it's kind of a full circle.
And find the gaps.
Right.
And find the gaps where services don't necessarily exist now and could, and then get that information to the nonprofit so they know who to help.
Right.
And form new nonprofits. Coming up next week, I'll be meeting with the fourth organization that is forming a nonprofit this year.
Wow.
So there are people out there. They were waiting for some of that education component, and that's something that I'm happy to meet with people. Mm-hmm. If they've had that vision and that passion and they weren't quite sure how to turn it into an organization, that is something I'm well equipped to help people do.
So. What are some of the ones that have formed? What are some of the new ones?
I'll keep that close to home
because they're
forming right
up
now.
There yet? Yep. Okay, yep. got it.
Right, not now. Official yet.
That's amazing.
And I don't want to call somebody out if they're not ready to go public yet.
Yeah, but okay. I didn't know if they were or not. Yeah, yeah. So so back to my question about the needs, like throughout the summer.
Mm-hmm.
What is there anything that stands out that you know again?
Yep. In a very similar way, when you have deep cold and you have extreme hot, a place to stay, housing just becomes one of those things. People think that it's easier to be outside when it's warm. That's just not the case. Mm-hmm. The stability of where you're going to stay is very important. Summer two, people think, well, you can grow food, so maybe the food pantries and stuff are doing well. We're not in harvest season yet. And a lot of that stuff is becomes harder to store food when it's warm out like this. I think about where people are staying and what they're eating.
Right. Well, and
those are the main.
Kids being out of school.
Yeah.
Taxes the food pantries.
Mom or dad go to work.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Child care.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Child care goes down. Sometimes the breakfast and snacks and lunch are some of the only meals that are consistent. consistent for kids. So you see a demand on those organizations
right.
go up.
Right.
We are, again, so lucky here that we have such a strong network of food pantries, but it is not a one-time donation organization. It is consistent and is a consistent need. And it's if you can find a way to volunteer time or come up with a reoccurring donation, that is one of those things that benefits them the most, because then they can plan ahead for what they can pull in for produce, sure. et cetera.
Sure.
I'll tell a personal story. We embarked on a chicken journey with so many people this year. I've always had chickens, but we bought... We bought 40 new chickens this year, and they're all getting ready to lay
eggs.
Yeah,
well, we got the coop.
I turned one of my own calf barns into a chicken coop now.
So
don't let Amy hear that, or you'll have a new barn in your backyard. Yeah.
And we're very motivated to just get eggs and get eggs on a consistent basis to the food pantry. So we'll have enough for ourselves, a little bit to sell to recoup some of the chicken feed costs. But just eggs and milk and produce. I know people are out there are in need of it, and,
right.
and we're excited to be able to do that.
Tom is building a chicken coop for his wife. Actually, it's for his wife's chickens. His wife, I don't think she's going to enjoy living
in
there.
She's not going to move in. I guarantee you that.
But and it's beautiful. But it is amazing how many people have chicken coops in their yards nowadays. Oh, yeah. He's showing the pictures. Yeah.
Beautiful. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's nice. Radio, so we can't see the pictures. Just
Brian
so you know.
Brian can see the pictures.
It is beautiful, though. And it's like the inside is really cute. Like, she's painted the walls.
Yeah. She's got flowers on the walls
flowers
and
on
the sky
walls.
Scene. And,
you know, so they're.
So the so chickens are relaxed.
So they're comfortable. Yeah. Right.
You know what we don't have, though? Chickens.
True. It's not ready for chickens yet.
Oh.
So, yeah. I mean, there's some.
I appreciate that you built the coop pre-chickens. That's normally people flip that.
Yeah.
Where else would they put the chickens?
Well, they're not going to be in there for a while.
They're just going to run around with the dogs.
No, they get them in. You got to raise them first.
Oh.
Then they can
in
go
the house?
Into the coop. No, they're not coming in the house.
I just don't understand this whole story. I'm not a farmer, obviously.
Okay, so you get a puppy. Do you put it on a chain and give it a doghouse? No, you got to raise
Ty
it.
Ty would.
All right, Ty, moving on.
Ty would build a doghouse and make
Sorry
it the
about
Taj
the chicken diversion.
The Taj Garage doghouse.
I've been dealing with the chicken diversion for a while.
Anyway, so but that's amazing. But that's a great way, you know, that is a great way to support your family. But if you have extra eggs, mm-hmm. food pantries take those donations,
oh, yeah,
right?
About that.
Yeah. I mean, so if you have a few, every little bit helps.
Yeah.
Again, especially in the summertime when.
Yep.
You know, I know that demand, because, again, the kids are home from school. That's
Yeah,
that's
summer
be.
Always worries me about, you know, with the working families.
Yeah.
Because what do you do with those younger kids?
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Mm-hmm. Chicken coops.
Yeah, lock them in a chicken coop.
No, Brian says no.
Yeah. Bring them over. Clean it.
Not on my official recommendation.
The United Way does not endorse that. Okay, fine.
Childhood chicken labor.
But no, it's and it's amazing all of the different organizations that you help. And anything else, like what else do we need to know about all of these organizations or the United Way itself? What else do we need to know?
I think that we're in a period now where there is some uncertainty about what's happening with local and federal grants.
Mm-hmm.
And uncertainty is hard for long-term planning. I think we talked about this when I came in last year.
Yeah.
We need to come together as a community and make up for that uncertainty
mm-hmm.
with our generosity.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what it is. It's someone told me when I was in high school, and this was a kind of one of those formational memories, giving to charity isn't really giving to charity unless you feel the impact of it. And
right.
and I make that decision when I decide, even personally, who I'm going to donate to. And it doesn't mean that even if you're in a place where things are hard, and a lot of us are, you still have more than some of our neighbors.
Mm-hmm.
And it is the time to come together and step it up. And well, as things kind of work their way out and we get things figured out, now's the time.
Right.
And preemptively having support and preparing is better than reacting. and we know that we can come together and fill some of these gaps as stuff gets figured out.
So right. I think you're right though. I think that things will get figured out, but yes, it's, you know, I mean, and again, we talk about this all the time. This is my opinion. I think that there's a lot of money that was in an account that could have gone to the actual legitimate organizations that needed to, and that it needed to, and there was a lot of money that did not. And so the organizational part is get rid of these organizations that should have never been even incorporated in the first place, let mm-hmm. alone been given federal money or right. grants of any kind, and take that back or stop giving it and give it to the people that need it. And that's the reorganization that's coming. But you're right. How long is that going to take? Yeah. Because how long did the waste and fraud and everything else go on that they have to rein back in? Right. So, you know, and revetting and things like that. And so, yes, it's going to take a long time. However, the economy is doing better. Mm-hmm. And that means that people should have more money that they can donate. And yep. that's what they do. And especially, again, like you said, here in Walworth County. Actually, Walworth yep. County, our entire listening area is really super generous. And so we have that luxury of being able to say, hey, you know, this is where the need is. And you end up finding out that, oh, yeah, well, that got covered. And so now we can, mm-hmm. you know, now we can help somewhere else on a consistent basis. Yep. Like this community is unbelievably generous. And so you're right. It's just a matter of time, and it's just a matter of bridging that gap, right?
And trust, you know, what you said about is who do you know where to trust? Mm-hmm. And I view the United Way and that coordinating that we do. If you have questions about anyone who's one of our partner agencies in the area, I'm in a position where I get to see their day-to-day work. I get to see the good that they're doing in the community, and I can answer some of those questions. You know, when they apply for grants, I get to see how their organization works.
Right.
I want to help rebuild that trust so that when people donate to us or donate to an organization, they have the confidence that their money's going to help people.
Right.
And that's part of, I hope, bridging that gap between where we were and where we need to be.
Right.
And that's why I think a lot of people, or we should just donate locally. You know where the money's going.
Right.
You know that it's accounted for.
Yep.
And even if you can't, like, physically see it, you know, even if you don't say, oh, I noticed that this child who I know the parents are struggling has a new jacket on. That's not what we're talking about. You know where the need is. And if you don't know where the need is and you want verification, then yeah, you call Brian. Yep. Like, mm-hmm. call Brian himself.
Yep.
He will tell you, this is what I know. This is what I've experienced. This is the good that I've seen mm-hmm. happen. And so you see through him.
Yep.
And that is exactly what his job is. And that's what his job is. I have to assume, too, when you see an organization struggling that's kind of under your umbrella, that you can go in and help them maybe work things out or whatever. And so you also have the confidence to know that the United Way is also going to back, they're not just an umbrella, you know, they're going to back people up
right.
and they're going to lift them up when they see the need. And it may not have anything to do with money. It might have to do with just organization.
A lot of times it's people power.
Right.
It's long-term volunteers that have either retired or moved. And it's finding somebody with a similar passion that can be involved. And we have those people, too.
Right. Yeah. And you're good at bridging the generations, because we do have a generation that mm-hmm. I believe does not understand the importance of community giving.
Yeah.
That was maybe not necessarily, I don't know why, but whatever happened, there is a generation that they just, you know, time, treasure, talent, they don't understand how important that is to, and that how it helps them
mm-hmm.
indirectly, directly, whatever. And you guys have been very good at gathering people from all ages, all generations, mm-hmm. and making that happen again for not only the United Way, but for other organizations as well. And it's just amazing. You gotta give you credit. Like, across the board, not only has a huge improvement happened since you came on in these goals and changed goals and everything, you've got a great board now, mm-hmm. you've got a great executive director, and you've got the people in place to help make all the other organizations great as well.
Yep.
I mean, it's just, this is where you want to look into when you want to donate money.
To me, I hope it's that it's catching, you know, it's mm-hmm. that spiral. Everything is interconnected, you know, mm-hmm. and it's, if you're on an upward trend, hopefully we're affecting other things as well.
Right.
You know, you're talking about the next generation. I think involvement in service clubs is directly connected to people's spirit of philanthropy.
100%.
Because you can see when you're involved in distributing money or volunteering how far that goes and how important it is. Mm-hmm. And then if you have that, then your nonprofits are more successful. Then you're experiencing them directly. So you want to go and volunteer for the nonprofits. If you're out there and if you got those kids late high school or coming back home, hopefully after college,
right.
Get them involved in those volunteer clubs, those volunteer organizations, go out into the community because you're making here a better place, you're making them better people, and that effect cascades.
Yeah.
It affects
yeah.
everyone.
Right.
It's
going to
move on with them, too, right. and they're going to suck other people in.
Yep.
Right.
Yep.
Well, and you know I'm going to bring this up. I 100% love the fact that for the Lake Geneva JCs, the active members who serve on the boards and all that, it's 40 and under, or 41 now, I guess, what is
yeah.
that, right?
Technically.
Yeah. So when you turn 40, 41, you can still be active in the JCs. You're more than welcome, obviously, to help them. But it's that younger, you know, mm-hmm. they grab them when they're however old. Doesn't matter. I mean, of age, I have to assume. And
21.
Is it 21?
Yep.
And so, and they mentor them like crazy, and they actually physically see. I can't imagine how moving it is and how they don't realize how moving it's going to be to do the Thanksgiving and Christmas giving that you guys give.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You get a 25-year-old who's never experienced, you know, a mom just losing her you know what because you've shown up with presents for her two kids that she yeah. never thought she was going to have. Right. She thought she was going to have to shop at the mm-hmm. dollar store for, and that will stick with them. And so that I think, but all of these groups do that. All of these groups, like you said, they have a way of ingraining that generosity mm-hmm. in young people. And you're right. That's what
giving
keeps
back
it going.
To the community changes lives, it's not just the life of the person
right.
that you're helping. It
right.
changes the lives of the volunteers.
It's addictive.
Yep. It is. Yes, it can be addictive.
Anytime
that's right.
you're doing something for people and there's that positive response to it, it's definitely addictive.
Yeah. Yeah. Like I said, I can't imagine, you know, 25-year-old, you know, he's working for whatever. His goal is to be a leader. That's great. Never experienced something like that. The kid goes and he's with, you know, three or four other JCs. They drop off pride. They do this. They do that. And just watching the emotion, he'll spread that love around,
mm-hmm.
period, at a
and
young
keep
age.
Doing it.
Right, right. So how do we reach out? What's the website? Like, give us the lowdown
sure.
on finding everything out about the United Way and
United
the other
Way,
organizations.
UnitedWayWalworth.org.
Easy.
Yep, easy. You can find us on Facebook as well. We have a new Facebook account. So if you were a friend maybe 2 years ago, reach out and like the page.
Okay.
We share a lot of information there. And then just keep your eyes out on the Power Partners campaign that's happening now. We're talking about a lot of different organizations and highlighting them every month.
Mm-hmm.
And then get ready for the fall campaign. Hopefully kickoff, mailer, and then a wrap-up event. And if you're interested in receiving that mailer, you can always email us at UnitedWayWalworth.org and say, hey, I want to make sure that I'm on your mailing list for that. And I'll
cool.
make sure that you get a mailer.
Cool. Brian comes in and talks to Eric once a month and gives us an update on the United Way. And then we have our Power Partners program where we run information on the United Way all the time. And that is actually generously sponsored by Advanced Auto Clinic in Delavan. And they are one of our Power Partners. And it's been great. It's been great. I love hearing them. I love hearing the spots and stuff. It just reminds me that, you know, again, we've got a great organization in this county that is just over the top generous. And so, yeah, you guys are rocking it.
Awesome. Thank
awesome.
You guys.
And thank you for coming in and give us
of
an
course.
Update. Yep. Yep. And we'll be back with an update on, well, a couple things.
Oh,
and then I definitely have a just stop. I do.
All right.
All right. That'll be coming up next right after this on Life Matters on Lake 96.1.
Life Matters continues on Lake 96.1.
Welcome back to Life Matters. I have a just stop.
Stop.
Just stop.
What is it?
Well, it is a just stop for all of the circuit court or judges that were ruling against executive orders and things like that that Trump is trying to enact and enforce in order to make this country, you know, great again. Mm-hmm. Not that it's not great, but in order to make the changes that he promised the majority, overwhelmingly majority of the voters who voted for him that he would do. Correct. And so what the just stop is to the judges and the circuit courts that had no authority to blanket the nation with and obstruct these these executive orders or, you know, whatever they were trying to sue the Trump administration for. The Supreme Court came down on Friday and said they can no longer do that. They don't have the jurisdiction. And it's a huge win, quite frankly, for the Constitution.
Yeah.
And so you can just stop with your lawsuits, because you do not, as a, you know, even a federal judge that was appointed by a president, you do not have the authority to undermine the president of the United States.
You mean you can't just make up stuff and want it to work?
Apparently not.
Huh.
So just stop. Now, you don't have to agree or disagree with what the president is doing. That is not the point here, because if Biden would have done things, or if, you know, the Republicans would have sued Biden for some of the things that he did, this Supreme Court ruling would have come then as well.
Right.
Because he isn't allowed, they aren't allowed to stop him from doing things either. So this is a constitutional win. It's not a presidential win. And so just stop. Everybody calm down.
Right. We have rules and laws and
for a reason.
Still for people to follow.
Right.
And they've been they're used to not following them. They're used to doing whatever they feel like.
Right.
So now they're gonna have to start obeying the rules. That's good.
Right.
Good for us.
Right. Also, just stop being worried about the strikes that are unbelievably talented and sacred military took in Iran last weekend. They did the job. They did everything they were supposed to do. And shame on the media, who took a leaked report that was inaccurate.
The liars.
And completely made that into a fake story that freaked out, again, tons of people for absolutely no reason. And whoever leaks this kind of stuff needs to be jailed.
Yeah, they need to be held accountable for this.
I mean, this is, you don't understand. And then as a media person, I don't understand where the journalistic integrity went in this country, because, you know, Walter Cronkite would have never, Barbara Walters would have never, ever reported on a story without verification from more than one source about facts. But news these days has gotten so much more like this show, which is opinion.
Well,
it just can't be trusted.
I believe we should call the news market crap we made up. Rather than, I'm not going to watch the news, I'm going to watch the crap they made up.
Right.
Because almost all of it is.
Right. It's insane. Something that isn't made up. New York had a primary for mayor, Democratic mayor, last week. And Governor Cuomo reran. Remember, he was ousted because of his COVID issues and the things he did for COVID. And then during COVID, and then, you know, there's some sexual harassment lawsuits.
Right.
Whatever happened to that? Well, he primaried this Mamdani guy who this is what he's an unbelievably. He's just a progressive socialist. I mean, it's horrible what he stands for. And the city of New York will fail, like fail off the map, if this guy is actually put in charge. This is what he promised people. Universal free childcare, free buses for everyone all over the city, city-run grocery stores, no-cost childcare, which was number one, new anti-police safety department.
Oh, this is interesting.
And creating an office for LGBTQIA+ affairs, which to me, falls under not necessarily a city responsibility, but maybe more of a healthcare responsibility, and that something that, you know, government needs to kind of stay out of anyway, mm-hmm. right? And so, you know, people just can't get in their heads that if the government is running something, you have no choices.
Right.
So if the government says, we understand that this is a super crappy childcare place, a super crappy daycare over here, but the only one we are going to fund on your behalf, that we are going to, you know, pay for on your behalf, is this one, you don't have a choice, and you have to take your kid to the free place, if you to that place, the crappy place, if you want the government to help you pay for it. Same thing with grocery stores.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me what organization the government runs that has ever been successful.
Nothing.
Other than the military.
Nothing. Yeah.
Nothing.
No.
I mean, so it's you have to expensive. Pay their prices. You have to buy what they stock the store with. You don't have choices.
Mm-hmm.
And then
they own
free
you?
Buses for all. Who's going to pay for the fuel and the employees? And the repair. And the so now the tax dollars are going to pay for that?
That's just it. As soon as you say free, you know it's going to be expensive.
Right. It's not free.
No, because you're right. The taxpayers are going to get double, triple taxed.
Right.
You know, you look at Europe, the social countries in Europe. What they pay in taxes is ridiculous.
Some pay as much as 58%.
Yeah, and you can't afford your house, your car, all the
well, what they're saying is, though, is that you don't have to pay for a lot of that stuff anymore because they're going to give it to you
right.
for free.
But you're paying.
But you're then paying you're under it. Their thumb.
Absolutely.
You don't get to go to, you know, Piggly Wiggly versus Walmart. You have
right.
no choices.
No.
You don't get to choose the best daycare. For
and you don't
they don't write a check to you to pay for your daycare.
No.
That's not how that works.
No. And you don't have the money to go to the other places.
Exactly.
Because it's all going to taxes.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So. And he wants to tax the rich, quote unquote.
Of course, it's always go after the rich.
Right. Well, the rich are just going to move. You know why? Because they can afford to.
Right.
So now you have nobody to tax.
Well.
And tons of people are out of work because they will also move their businesses that made them rich that are supporting hundreds and thousands of families.
Exactly.
So then what do you have? Then who do you tax?
Well, we've seen it in this country over the years. Look at all the big businesses that left the United States.
Right.
Because we were. The government was taxing them to death.
Right.
You know, go after the rich. Well, the rich are, they're the ones providing the jobs for everybody mm-hmm. and the product and all that. And you tax them out of existence, they're leaving.
Right.
The jobs leave. The
right.
money leaves. It's all gone.
Right. And you know
You're
what?
Cutting your own throat.
They don't have to go far.
No.
In order to, like, they don't necessarily have to leave the state of New York.
No.
Because this is the city.
Right.
That this guy's running. This is the mayor. So, they don't, but you don't get to tax them because they will be on the outskirts or they will be 50 miles out of town and they will still continue to find maybe to provide those jobs to the state of New York citizens. But the city will no longer have
right.
Number one, the increase in tax money that they're looking to collect, but they won't have any tax money from those people. Because
well,
they'll
be
just move everything.
Right. And they're not going to be able to afford to pay taxes. Then they'll start doing stuff like Illinois did, putting in, I don't know, toll gates for their great roads.
Well, they tried that. Remember? They were trying to charge people $9 a day or something
mm-hmm.
to get to work every day.
Well, the tollway first started to help repair roads. And it was only supposed to be up for a few years. And look how many, I don't even know how long it's been, definitely through the 60s.
Oh, yeah.
Those toll gates have
and
been
the,
there.
And
they're getting
roads
more and more
fixed.
Expensive, and there's
right.
more and more gates, and their roads are horrible.
Mm-hmm.
Our roads are horrible, but mm-hmm. at least we're not charging people to drive on them.
Right, right. Anyway,
yeah.
anyway, I have one more.
Okay.
You're going to find this funny. Remember how Katy Perry, quote, air quotes, went up into space?
Yes. I do.
And when she really, it's just in her head, her spacey head that
right.
she went up there.
With her perfect hair.
Uh-huh. And remember when I said that if I were to actually be going up into space, that when I landed, my husband would be there. Okay?
Yeah, it'd be a big deal.
Right. Okay, well, do you notice that, first of all, none of the family members of any of those women were there anywhere to be seen during that escapade, we'll call it. Well, now they are, her and her husband, Orlando Bloom, are splitting up. Well, it doesn't say why.
Okay.
Let's see.
I thought maybe it was a space-related thing.
They got to a point where they feel there is no going back to a healthy relationship, and that's and that it's better to live separate lives. Now, I can tell you that if I pretended like I went up into space and then perpetuated that lie, my husband also would have left me because he would have thought that I was completely mentally unstable and probably would have thought that our relationship was not going to be healthy ever again as well. So I understand Orlando Bloom's point because they did not go up into space. Yeah. They didn't come near space. Okay, and I don't even know if they left the planet at all and went up into the air at all.
They never left the ground.
Exactly, because if you look real close at some of those videos before and after, you will believe me, and you will know that. Oh, yeah. And the rest of the people that went up, notice how they have fallen off the face of the earth.
Yeah, they're not talking to anybody.
They're not talking to anybody. So yeah, so they're splitting up, and I'm sorry, but I'm just gonna take credit for predicting this because my husband would have been standing outside that door if that was a legitimate story, and so yeah, and you would have been standing out there waiting for Amy to come out. So
yeah, the crowd would have been huge. Just think about just people of people interested in it.
Yeah,
there would have been a lot of people around there.
Yeah. So anyway, I feel bad for Orlando Bloom.
Nice.
Anyway.
Well, he's doing the right thing. He's getting away.
Yeah. So you had an exciting week, I hear.
I did. Well, yeah, it was. I actually was involved in coaching my first motorcycle coach's class.
How'd it go?
It went pretty good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Did everybody get their endorsement, their license,
we had
their
one
whatever?
That didn't make it, but I think with a little bit more practice, retest will get her through, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it was good. It was exactly what all the training was for.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fun. Yeah.
And you enjoyed it?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, you're a teacher anyway.
Right.
Like you thrive on that. You really like teaching, like with the police academy and things like that. So.
I like the transition of this is new to me, it's awkward, I can't do it, up to, oh, I got it, and now I can,
now I can do it.
Run a gun, or I can ride a motorcycle, or whatever.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. It doesn't surprise me that this instruction is also going to be right up your alley. Because, again, you're passionate about police work, obviously. Mm-hmm. It's what you did for a living, which you still kind of do for a living.
Kind of.
And you're passionate about motorcycles, and you like to share that passion and give people the ability to enjoy what you enjoy. So it doesn't surprise me that, number one, you went into this, and number two, that you enjoyed that first class, and
you're itching for another one. This isn't my first, it's my first full class.
Right.
So as the assistant, it'll probably be next year before I teach a full class by myself, because there's a learning period on
it.
But yeah, the easiest thing for me is the demo rides, but we got to set up the courses and stuff like that, and that can get confusing. We have 14 different exercises.
Yeah.
And every one of them is pre-marked out. So if you think about the course, you're looking at like confetti everywhere. So you got to know what cone goes on the.
Right.
You know, and it's not rocket science, but it's just, it's acclimation. You got to get used to doing it.
So. Where do they teach this course? Like, what's the location?
It's behind a Colder's in Oak Creek.
Okay. Like, it's a huge parking lot, right?
Sizable, yeah. Our course really isn't. It's considered a small course.
Okay.
It's the same course as all the other ones. It's just we don't have as much room. So like where I went to my coach's training in Mesa, they have the big course and it's huge, and you can run multiple things on it, and it gives you a little bit more freedom, but it's also a lot harder to set up.
Right.
So for me to set up a course while the lead instructor is getting them ready for the next course, I don't know if I could do it. Because rather than it being, a postage stamp, it's like a full map.
Right.
So it's a lot bigger.
A lot of flat ground down there.
Yeah.
A lot more area.
Yeah. Yeah, they got a got a nice system down there. But no, it was a good course. We taught 11 students, and 12 is the biggest class, but there was all but two had never ridden before.
Wow.
And yeah, we got them through. So
that's
it was pretty
awesome.
Cool.
Yeah. New riders.
Yep.
That's, you're always looking for it.
Well, you know, you're helping somebody fulfill a dream or move on to something. You know, for me, it's extremely passionate. Love riding.
Mm-hmm.
It's freedom. And you can always get in a car going somewhere, but it's just different on a bike.
Yeah.
The smells are different. The sounds are different. Everything's different.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And, and you're sending people on their way to do that. So, that's pretty cool.
That's cool. Mm-hmm. That's awesome. Highly recommend the classes. And you can
phenomenal.
Yeah, go to House of Harley Davidson, go to their website, and it tells you all about it, and you can register and things like that. Definitely register through
them. We're running two classes a week until the end of October for sure. I don't know if we go into February or into November or not, but that's going to be weather dependent anyways.
Yeah, right.
But rain or shine, we're out there.
Awesome. Rain or shine.
Rain or shine.
You got to learn how to ride in the rain, too.
Yep. It's going to happen.
Yeah.
It happened to me twice on Thursday coming home. As soon as I pulled out of Colder's, I got hammered and hit a brake, got dried off. And then as I was approaching Elkhorn, I got hammered again.
And it rained hard.
It did.
Briefly.
I'm here to tell you.
But hard.
Yeah. It was briefly all the way to my driveway.
Oh, yeah. Oops. Well.
But, you know, it's if you ride... It's never fun riding in the rain, but it's just one of those things you do. Yeah,
mm-hmm. You have to.
Yeah, you can't control it. Or you're a fair weather rider, which that's fine too.
Right,
but I'm not afraid of water.
Well, but if you try to be a fair weather rider, you have to remember that all weathermen, all the people that predict the weather are right. 50% of the time, it's either going to rain or not.
Right.
50-50.
It's either going to
snow or not.
Every
single day. Right. It's either going to rain or it's not.
Yep.
So. That's how I predict the weather.
Yeah, when people ask me, what's the weather like tomorrow? I'll let you know tomorrow night.
Yeah.
On the spot weather report. It's crappy out here.
Anyway. All right, that's enough from us. Have a great Sunday.
We're going for a ride today.
I heard that. We are going to the flea market.
Yes, you have
in
fun.
In Elkhorn, so.
We're going for a burger.
Mm-hmm. I'm taking your wife to spend money, so.
Nice.
You're welcome.
I'm taking a bunch of people's husbands to spend money.
Oh, okay.
I just don't know where we're going to land yet.
You never do.
No.
Nope.
Find out when I get there.
Have a great Sunday, everybody. You're listening to Life Matters. We'll be back next week. Same time, same place. Coming up, more music right here on Lake 96.1.